Hey, this is Ty Cohn with another great Motivational Music Minute. The feedback from the Motivational Music Minute series has been tremendous. You guys love it. So keep the comments coming. Keep the feedback coming, and I'll keep the great material coming. Today we're going to talk about how to use social networking to build an internet buzz. And not only that, but how to use it to build your fan base, and also how to get a lot more of your music sold, your MP3s, your CDs, and even some of your videos and things like that. All right. Before we get into this, you know that I want you to visit www.musicbizcenter.com and sign up. Join our music community. It's the fastest growing, number one rated online music community. So you want to make sure that you have a profile on the Music Biz Center, and that's www.musicbizcenter.com. We're talking about social networking, and you do not want to start off on the wrong foot by not having a profile on the Music Biz Center. Right now, to some people, the internet can be a vast, confusing place, and it can sometimes make you feel like you're just floating around in cyberspace, especially if you don't know where to start. There's a lot of people that just surf the net for different reasons, whatever it is. But if you want to create a buzz, a really strong online viral buzz, you should be working on becoming more popular. All right, that's the name of the game. Think about it. The artists that are the most popular are the ones that sell the most CDs, make the most money, and you want to be in that category. For some bands, some artists, some singers, some songwriters, some record labels, being able to get the word out is one of the hardest tasks to accomplish. Right? A lot of newcomers in the promotion area and in the music industry, they just concentrate on traditional things, pay-per-click, banner advertising, throwing up a MySpace page, and even, you know, 90% of the people that I see who have a MySpace page up are doing it backwards. They're actually hurting themselves instead of helping themselves, which is not nearly the way that you should be going about it. And just all of this stuff in general is not as effective as social networking. When I say all of this stuff, I'm talking about just having a MySpace page, doing the pay-per-click stuff, doing the banner ads and things like that. If you're not familiar with social networking, you want to listen to this entire audio, and you want to listen to it more than once, okay? A social network is a website made up of many users who can communicate with each other through the use of forums, mail, groups, profiles, and blogs. All right? Not every social networking site is the same. There's a ton of great ones out there. There's some bad ones. At the end of this audio, I'm going to give you a ton of good ones, especially those that are really beneficial to anyone that's trying to just get more exposure in the online music scene. Right? So make sure you browse around some of these social networks before you join them, and make sure you join the ones that I give you at the end of this audio. It's important to find a website that's easy to navigate, especially if you're new to social networking. You don't want to overwhelm yourself. There's no limit to the amount of networking sites that you can join, so you know, try out as many as you want. I don't suggest that you have profiles on 10, 20, 30 social networking sites, because that just defeats the purpose. You'll never really be able to focus that attention the way you need to if you have that many profiles. I like to keep it at about a half a dozen, at about six or so. And again, I'll give you the ones that I prefer and the ones that we've seen to be the most effective in our testing and our tracking that we do here at Platinum Millennium. Now, the more you sign up for, as long as it's not more than six, the better your results will be. And right now, let's give you a few that you can take a look at. The first one is MySpace. And as you guys know, that I'm very fond of being able to use MySpace for artists and people who are just in the music industry and trying to market their music. And a simple reason why is it's just a haven for music. If you know how to use it the right way, as a matter of fact, I have a book that's called The MySpace Magic Manuscript, Volume 1 and Volume 2, and you can take a look at those for complete step-by-step instructions on how to go in and get the most out of MySpace. Volume 1 can be found at www.myspace.com www.myspacemagicmanuscript.com. Again, that's www.myspacemagicmanuscript.com. And the second one is www.myspacemagicmanuscriptv2. V as in Victor, then the number 2.com, and that's for volume 2, which is the more advanced volume. You want to grab those because no one does this stuff like I do. You know, I don't care what music industry seminar you go to, what workshop you go to, no one's going to give you the diehard nitty-gritty stuff that I do that actually works, all right? And that's why you're listening to this audio. So let's move. Now, as you know, MySpace, it's one of the biggest social networks online. It's very easy to use. You've got your toolbar right at the top of your screen, which allows you to navigate anywhere around the entire site. MySpace also allows their members to set up one of three different types of profiles, right? And these are the regular profile, your music profile, and your video profile. And obviously, since you're listening to this audio, it's safe to say that you would want to set up a music profile, all right? And we talk about that and how to do those in the books. Now, depending on, you know, if you're into music and video, I know some of you guys are into video as well, you might want to go in and set up both. Set up a music profile and then a video profile as well. Now, after signing up, you'll want to make sure you fill in your profile with as much relevant information as possible. This is one of the number one mistakes that I see people make. They go in, they'll create a MySpace profile, and they'll leave a lot of missing information out. Your people want to know about you. Your fans want to know about you. Enter as much information as possible. Remember, reality TV, the whole reality series, the whole reality TV craze is just bananas right now. And it's no different with you. I don't care, even if you're an independent artist or a small record label that's just getting started. Make sure you provide your fans with as much relevant information as possible. Make sure you have at least 3 pictures available for upload. You know, and they don't have to be professional. Go in, take a couple of pictures with the camera that you have right now and get them up. Remember, I always talk about doing something. Right now is the worst that it can absolutely be for you. So you want to go in and at least do something. There's so many people who procrastinate and they say, you know, I got to make sure that it's perfect and then I'll put it up there. Don't do that. The beauty of the internet is you can always go in and change things, okay? So make sure you go in and put your pictures up ASAP. People love to be able to visualize who they're talking to, or who they're reading about, or who they're listening to. All right, so your pictures are extremely important. It helps build that trust factor, which is really needed, especially if you want people to buy from you. You want them to buy your music. They have to be able to trust you. So having your picture up there allows them to be able to bond with you, trust with you, and to be able to break that barrier, right? If you have a media profile, and I'm talking about music and video profiles, media profiles, be sure to have a sample ready for people to hear or see, right? You want to make sure that they can hear your music. If you don't have music up in an MP3 format, go in and get a program like Audacity. Audacity is a free program. It's an audio editing program that you can get for free. And I think it's at audacity.com, audicity.com. Or you can just go in and Google Audacity and you'll see it comes up. It's a great program. It actually rivals and can compete with some of the programs that cost $200, $300, $400, $500. Right? So make sure that you go in and use Audacity to put up some of your MP3 files. Now, and that's important. Having your MP3 files up is important because you can't brag about how good you are if there's nothing for people to experience. Right? That's why I put these audios up. I know that I'm the best at this stuff right here. There's very few people that can compete with me because there's people that put up the same exact information. When you get information from me, it's different. It's stuff that you can use and it's step by step. Right? You can't brag about how good you are if there's no audio for people to listen to when they visit your MySpace page. You can't brag about how good you are if you don't have video. And we're going to talk about video in just a minute. Your profile is the person's first impression of you. All right? It's your fans' first impression of you. It's like the equivalent of a album cover nowadays or a CD cover. So try to make it the best that it can be without procrastinating too much. Get up there, put stuff up ASAP, you can always go back, take it down, and you know, switch it out, change it up. After your profile is set up, you then want to go in and post a blog for your visitors to read. Again, remember, reality TV, people want to, they want a glimpse, right? Now, your blog can be used as sort of like a non-intrusive means of just advertising who you are. Remember, I always talk about the ABM method, and that's always be marketing, always be marketing. If you look at people like Gene Simmons from Kiss, he's one of the best marketers that are out there, right? Kiss was not, and if you're too young for this, Kiss was not a rock group that was one of the best groups, right? But they were the best at advertising and marketing and creating that entertainment. That's why they're right behind the Beatles, all right? They're right behind huge rock bands that were out there making noise because they knew exactly what it was that they were doing. And to this day, Gene Simmons, I mean, he's got his own show, The Family Jewels. He's one of the richest guys out there because he understands entertainment and how to market himself. So ABM, always be marketing. And if you missed that audio, the Motivational Music Minute where I talked about ABM, always be marketing, make sure you go back and listen to it because you definitely want to hear it. Go listen to the podcast and download it. You can go to www.tycohen.com/podcast. That's at www.tycohen.com/podcast. All right. Gene Simmons, for some of you guys who may be older, you can relate to him. For the younger group, you've got guys like, 50 Cent, you've got Puff Daddy, you've got Jay-Z, Russell Simmons. They're always marketing. All right, on a business end of the spectrum, you have individuals like Donald Trump. He does not do an interview without promoting one of his pieces, one of his properties, one of his deals, something that's coming up. I mean, he'll promote his watches. He'll promote just anything. These are master marketers, and you want to be the same way. You're not only a musician, you're not only an artist, you're not only a record label owner or a manager or a promoter or whatever it is that you're doing, even if you're a DJ. You should learn and understand the basic principles of marketing, right? And I'm going to dedicate an entire series of Motivational Music Minutes where we talk about marketing, some of the resources that you can use to start marketing, all right? Now, the good thing about MySpace is once you've got that blog up, they'll allow other users to subscribe to your blog, all right? So you can get people to actually subscribe to your blog, and then every time you have a new comment or you add some new information up, they can get a notice, and it'll drive them back to your blog. And obviously, you want to have links on your blog that point to your CD and where they can buy your music or your MP3s and things like that. So you see how this all works out? It's a viral effect, okay? So make sure you pick up that book, www.myspacemagicmanuscript.com. I talk about ABM, always be marketing, and I do it, all right? I lead by example. So you're going to listen to these audios, you're going to get content, you're also going to get examples of how marketing should be done, right? Now, the backbone of social networking is people, of course. It's that viral component. Without people, the networks, they fall apart. So you're going to want to add as many people to your friend list as possible to help get your buzz going. As many people as possible to help get your buzz going. I really suggest that you dedicate a certain amount of time every single day, whether it be 15 to 20 minutes to an hour. The more serious of you guys who are listening to this will dedicate an hour a day to going in and getting new people to your friend list. And not just anyone. I'm talking about people who are interested in your genre of music. People who are interested in similar artists or artists that sound similar to the sound that you have. And I talk about this in the MySpace Magic Manuscript as well and how to do that. So you want to make sure you go in and start to build your networks and create friend requests on a regular basis. Set a time, a block of time, every day, every other day, as often as possible so that you can do that. You'll get a lot of people who will accept your friend requests, whether they know you or not. So send out as many as you can. All right? Now, once you've got a great amount of friends, you'll want to start posting bulletins on a regular basis. And your bulletins, they can be really effective in regards to keeping your friends informed about what's going on with you, what's going on with your music, what's going on with your label, when you guys have a new release coming up. You know, let them know as much as possible, just like on your blogs. If you've recorded a new song, let them know. let them hear a sample of it. If you have a new band member or a group member that might be coming on board, let them know. If you have someone who left, let them know. If you have a new manager that's coming up, let them know. Let them know the smallest things. Things that may appear small to you are very significant to your fans, and they're gracious. They'll be grateful for the fact that you thought of them enough to be able to go in and share this information with them, all right? Nothing is too small. I talked about 50 Cent earlier. He's got a blog. He's got his own site up, thisis50.com, and he does this on his site, right? You've got artists like Mariah Carey, Shania Twain, Prince, okay? Miley Cyrus. A lot of these people do the same thing because they understand how important it is for them to keep in contact and for them to be able to let their fans get a glimpse in their lives, and having a blog and being able to post bulletins allows you to just do that, right? Don't spam the bulletin board. Very important. Do not spam it. It may make people, in fact, not may, but it will cause people to stop reading your post, all right? Put something in every day at least, twice a day maybe. It's got to be relevant though, not straight advertising. Give them some content. Make it entertaining. Going back to Gene Simmons, Puff Daddy, these guys are entertaining, all right? Entertainers get paid. People that are entertaining get paid, all right? Content is good, but it doesn't make you as much money as entertainment does. That's why you have newscasters who make, you know, just $40,000-$50,000, but you have entertainers like Gene Simmons who's rich beyond rich, okay? You have, so content is good, but entertainment is even better. Don't be a clown, though. People don't like clowns. Just make it entertaining. The next thing is start a group. That's another way to, it's a great way to get the word out. So go in, start a group. Groups provide people with a common interest, one central place to communicate. And the group functions on MySpace are, you know, they're pretty good for reaching your goals and to try to do what you want to do, but they could be better. Right? A better place to start is on Yahoo. And since we're talking about social networking, we're going to talk about a few different spots, not just MySpace. You can go in and set up a Yahoo group, right? And with that, let's say if you're a jazz musician, go in and set up a Yahoo group for jazz music lovers. It's a great way to connect with people who have a similar interest, okay? If you'd like to post your opinion on different subjects, you might want to check out the message boards on MySpace. MySpace has a great variety of message boards, and as people become more familiar with you, they'll start to view your profile, they'll send you friend requests, and there goes a viral component of it. And anywhere you have a chance to show your name, you should. Anywhere you have a chance to show your name, you should. And speaking of showing your name, I'm going to go off topic for a minute. But when you're creating these profiles, the most important thing that you want to keep in mind is create your username under your band or your artist name, because it's branding, right? So it's branding. If your username is, let's say if your username was The Revolution, or your band name was The Revolution, or your artist name was The Revolution, then your username on MySpace should be The Revolution. And what's even better is if your website address is therevolution.com, on some of these social networking sites, you can add the .com, which is a little tip that I picked up after doing some testing about 3 months ago, and it's been working like clockwork. Because what happens is, when someone sees your username, and it's got the .com in there, it says therevolution.com, they're going to be interested. They're going to be curious as to what the hell is therevolution.com. Let me go in, let me check it out. So they're going to type in your website address in your browser, right, and go in and visit your site, and chances are you'll get a few of those people who will sign up for your fan trap, who will join your mailing list, who will buy some of your music and things like that, all right? So if you've listened to previous Motivational Music Minutes, you know how important it is to have your own website in addition to your MySpace page, because your MySpace page will always redirect through your website address. Okay. Now, whenever you're fortunate enough for someone to leave you a comment on MySpace, you should make sure you leave one in return. And not just, I just said MySpace, but now that I'm thinking about it, not just MySpace, but on any of these social networking sites. When someone leaves you a comment, you want to create that activity, you want to keep that momentum going. So go back in and create a comment for them as well. make sure that you do that in return, because the more activity people see, the more inclined other individuals will be to go in and leave comments. Whatever you do, do not post huge graphics on your profile to advertise what you do. Don't do that. You can post a small little image up, but nothing huge. Don't go in and again, that's like sort of, that's like spamming. Or it's the equivalent of tagging someone's wall, like putting graffiti up on someone's wall. So if people start to see you in enough places, now eventually they will look. They'll look at your site, they'll look at your profile page, they'll look at what it is that you have to offer. So that's why it's important to go in and reply to comments that people leave you. Again, the more places that people can see your name and face, the better. It usually takes 7 to 8 or more pieces of contact before people actually start to stand up and notice you. Right, that's why you have major companies like Coca-Cola, McDonald's, Pepsi, companies that, you know, are embedded in our memories that you would think would never have to advertise again, yet they still advertise, besides being responsible to their shareholders and having to spend money, you know. But they still advertise because they realize the importance of advertising and keeping that brand in front of individuals. Right? That's why you'll see them in print media, you'll see them online, you'll see them on billboards, you'll see them on TV, you'll hear radio ads, everything, because they realize that it takes several different touches before people really stand up and notice them, and for people to continue to notice them. So you want to be in as many people places as possible. Now, the majority of social networks work the same, and pretty much all of them have similar tools. There are different variances between some, although there is one social network that really stands out from the others, and it's MyLot. All right, MyLot, MYLOT. It's 100% free to join. But what makes this one different is that they pay you for contributing content, which is cool. So they'll pay you for posting in the forums, they'll pay you for uploading pictures, and responding to ongoing discussions. So unlike MySpace, Facebook, YouTube, MyLot will also pay you for referrals. So if you send other people to MyLot, they'll pay you for those referrals. You would think that would be enough for just someone to join, but they take it one step further by paying you 25% of your referrals accumulated earnings. So it's like a multi-step process. So if you refer people and those people refer other people and they earn money, you'll also earn 25% of the money that your referrals accumulate, which is pretty cool. You definitely want to sign up with MyLot because their site is very active. Make sure you post topics asking people to check out your MySpace profile. You know, once you set up your profile on MyLot, because that'll help get that buzz going about you on MySpace as well. And also remember, MyLot is actually paying you to promote yourself, which is extra cool. The more you post, the more money you make. But remember, don't spam. To join, just go in. It's like www.mylot.com. I wish I had a referral ID to go in and plug in, because I would be getting referrals for all the thousands and tens of thousands of people that will be listening to this audio. Remember to take advantage of every opportunity to put your name and your face somewhere. You can never be in too many places at once. The key to getting a buzz going is to consistently stay in the public eye. If they know who you are, they'll start to talk about you. Alright? Talk is good, and word of mouth is the best form of promotion. Okay, the best form of promotion. Now, at the end of this video, we still got a few minutes left, I'm going to give you some more great social networking sites. But before I do that, I'm going to go in and plug two of my products. ABM, Always Be Marketing. If you really want to get into this online marketing and being able to market, promote, and sell your music online, the first product that I highly recommend that you get is called Sell Your Music Online Like Crazy. And it's over at my website, www.sellyourmusiconlinelikecrazy.com. And I'll spell it out for you. It's www.sellyourmusiclikecrazy.com. So www.sellyourmusiconlinelikecrazy.com. It's one of the best. As a matter of fact, it is. I've done research. I look around at our competitors. I see what other people are doing, because we always want to stay a notch ahead, because we always want to give you the best information. There's no one else that has information like the info that you'll find and sell your music online like crazy. So make sure you get a copy if you're serious about this stuff. If you don't want to fall by the wayside, all right? The number one thing that separates the winners from the losers is the losers always know how to innovate. They always know how to stay on top of cutting-edge technology so that they're in the face of their fans. They're in the face of the people that matter. They're in the face of the individuals that can get them the deals, okay? So make sure you do that. The other resource, both of them are the MySpace Magic Manuscript, Volume 1 and Volume 2, www.myspacemagicmanuscript.com and www.myspacemagicmanuscriptv2.com. Also pick up some of my other books on how to market, promote, and sell your music online by going to booksbyty.com, www.musicbooksbyty.com. And that's